Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We press on in the story of David in 1 Samuel chapter 21. David has now left Jonathan. Jonathan has sent him away. Jonathan realizes Saul, his dad's trying to kill David, and he tells David, get out of here. David does, so he's fleeing from Saul in the midst of everything that's happening here. Verse 1 of 1 Samuel 21 says this, then David came to Nob, to Ahimelech the priest. And Ahimelech came trembling to meet David and said to him, why are you alone and no one with you? So what's going on here? Well, David is fleeing. Is he totally by himself? Are there other men that are with him? Well, he has other men with him, but the priest sees him, and the priest is terrified. He's trembling. He comes trembling to meet David because he knows who David is. Okay, he knows that David is the king's son-in-law. He knows that David would normally travel in a particular kind of entourage or whatever, you know, all the things of royalty and all this kind of stuff, you know. But he notices that it's just David and his men. In other words, there's not any other Saul soldiers or anything like that. And he asks him, why are you alone and no one with you? He knew something was up. He suspected something. And he was fearful of the whole thing because he thought, what is going on? He trembled. So, verse 2, and this is one of these intriguing, enigmatic things that you can just read through and say, okay, this is what the story is, and that's exactly right. This is the story. This is the account. But when you start thinking about it, it makes you wonder. So verse 2 says, David said to Ahimelech the priest, the king has commissioned me with a matter and has said to me, let no one know anything about the matter on which I am sending you and with which I have commissioned you. And I have directed the young men to a certain place. Okay, next verse. Now, therefore, what do you have on hand? Give me 5 loaves of bread or whatever can be found. So, we see here that David says, I have directed the young men to a certain place. Okay, so he has some young men with him, but they were at another place. So is David here by himself? Why are you alone and no one with you when he comes into the king? I mean, he comes into the priest? Yeah, more than likely that's what's going on. But let me read this right here, because even when I was reading this, something crossed my mind. And, I don't know if this is of God or what. Verse 2 again. David said to Ahimelech the priest, the king has commissioned me with a matter and has said to me, let no one know anything about the matter on which I'm sending you and with which I have commissioned you. And I have directed the young men to a certain place. So he's saying that he is on a mission of the king. Okay? And that he's directed the young men to a certain place. The young men maybe are somewhere else. There is a certain place. And so it looks like maybe David is here by himself. But what's he doing? He's wanting to know if you got any food. Do you have any food? But had the king commissioned him with a matter? So here's what the issue is. The issue comes down is David lying? Is David telling a half-truth? Is he just trying to say something to distract right here to get what he really wants? And you think, well, maybe, you know, is there a time when it's okay to not be totally forthright with something? You know, there's definitely times when it's okay to not tell the complete story about something you may know. Okay. You just answer the direct question. Okay. That's it. That's fine. But what's going on here? Well, something else makes it even more intriguing is that Jesus actually references this right here. In the Gospels, Jesus has a particular thing that happens and goes on, and he looks at the religious rulers and said, hey, haven't you read? And he recounts this story right here. He recounts this. So would Jesus be recounting something that was a falsehood, that was a lie? Would he be doing that? Or is there something else going on here? It's the fact that he says, hey, the king has commissioned me with a matter. Is he referring to the king in waiting, Jonathan? Because Jonathan had commissioned him with a matter, and the matter was to flee and hide and protect yourself. Okay? Or was it even something even of a greater king than that? Could it be that David is referencing the king, the Most High God, who'd commissioned him with a matter, that he is anointed as king and he's going to be king someday? Not yet. David's the one very protective. We'll see this. He's very protective over honoring Saul because the Lord had anointed him as king. And even when the Spirit of the Lord left Saul, David still honored that. We'll see a couple of very vivid accounts about that. And so is that what's happening? So I'm more inclined now to think that David is not necessarily telling a falsehood or telling a lie or just saying whatever needs to be said at the moment to get what he wants. He say, no, I've directed young men. I'm not alone. I've got young men. I've sent them to a certain place. The king has commissioned me with a matter. Okay. Could it be that it's King Jonathan? Could it be himself? Because he's anointed king. He hasn't ascended the throne yet. Has he commissioned himself to a certain matter, which is to try to stay alive, try to keep these men alive with him? Regardless, I don't think he was telling a forthright lie, but it's interesting that Ahimelech was sensitive and aware and knew something was up. So David asked him, now therefore, what do you have on hand? Give me 5 loaves of bread or whatever can be found. You know, do you have some food around here? We're hungry. That would have made the priest even more nervous, because if he'd been commissioned by the king, if he'd been sent out on a particular thing, they would have had victuals. They would have had supplies, sustenance. So, verse 3 again. Now, what do you have? Give me 5 loaves of bread or whatever can be found. Verse 4. The priest answered David and said, there is no ordinary bread on hand, but there is consecrated bread, if only the young men have kept themselves from women. David answered the bread and said to him, surely the women have been kept from us as previously when I set out, and the vessels of the young men were holy, though it was an ordinary journey. How much more then today will their vessels be holy? So what he's saying is this. Yes, they were holy before we set out on just this ordinary journey. They had been kept from the temptations. They'd been kept from this. They were right before God and right for us. We've gone out. How much more so today? So, verse 6, the priest gave him consecrated bread, for there was no bread there, but the bread of the presence, that's capital P, which was removed from before the Lord in order to put hot bread in his place when it was taken away. So this was the bread of the Lord that was offered every week, and that bread was there, but there was no other bread. Just think about that. Think of the poverty involved right here, that there's priests here, and we're going to find out later, there's a bunch of priests, and they had no bread. They had nothing to share with the heir apparent, okay, son-in-law. They knew that Jonathan was going to be king in their mind. This is Jonathan's best friend, you know. There's nothing for him. It just shows us sort of what was going on within that culture at that time and what was happening with the people. So the priest offered him the consecrated bread that would be taken off after sitting there for a week when they put hot bread down. He says, well, you could have this. Again, Jesus uses this as an example. But wait, there's a lot more to this story. We'll see it the next time. Again, I'm Dale. Thank you. I'll see you then. Goodbye.